Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson, the Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. And Morgan, it's always a pleasure to get you in. I always look forward to the conversation, so thank you for stopping by again today.
Yeah, I look forward to them too, Jordan.
Let's start right off the bat by talking about what we have up and coming. An opportunity to learn how to hunt turkeys at a free clinic. It's that time of the year once again. It's starting to get a little bit warmer outside, and so you guys are playing host to a free clinic.
Yeah, so we're hosting this clinic in the hope that that spring will come with it, you know. So, so on March 30th, we're going to have a free turkey hunting clinic. This is one that we do pretty much every year. It'll be in Price this year, so we're excited to be offering this clinic. And, you know, turkey hunting is one of those things that's kind of a, you know, one of the signs of spring. In Utah, we have two different turkey hunting seasons or opportunities. Usually during the month of April, that's kind of the limited entry turkey hunting season. That's when turkeys are strutting. You know, they're more vocal. You know, they're kind of more active. And then in May, that's the general season turkey hunt. You can buy a permit over the counter. And hunt pretty much for the entire month of May. And so we want to help people who may not, you know, have all the skills that they want to have or are new to this particular activity to come into our clinic and we'll teach you everything you need to know to be successful this spring.
Again, like you mentioned, it's kind of something you guys do annually, so you obviously have great turnouts every year for it, right? Or you wouldn't keep doing it.
Right. Yeah. This is another one of our more popular ones because, you know, turkey hunting is it's not as involved as like big game hunting. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to plan on, you know, camping multiple days, you know, although you can, but you know, you don't have to worry about packing out a big animal or anything like that. So it's really a really great opportunity, especially for young hunters who are looking to get started and to get some experience. Turkey hunting's a great thing, and so in this kind of clinic, in this setting, we give presentations on, you know, where to find turkeys. We have two different subspecies of turkeys in Utah. How to tell a mature tom from a juvenile turkey or a hen, which is important to know. You know, turkey habitat and you know, their behavior. And then as well as, you know, what kinds of equipment do you need? You know, what's the gear that'll help you in the field, and then how to call in turkeys, which is a really fun thing. So, you know, Utah's turkey populations are doing really well. We have lots of opportunities. In fact, you know, this time of year, kind of January, February is when we translocate a lot of turkeys in Utah. So we have places, especially on the Wasatch Front, where turkey populations are doing so well, they're a little bit overabundant, and there's some, you know, some conflicts sometimes with people who live there, with homeowners, with motorists, and so this is the time of year when we trap turkeys and we relocate them to other areas in the state where they can do really well, where we want to see populations thrive and grow, and so. This is the time of year when we relocate turkeys, and so we can give people, you know, insights into you know, what walk-in access areas or wildlife management areas in this part of the state are especially good for turkey hunting this year.
Well, let's talk about getting a turkey permit, because again, the hunting seasons are April and May. Mm-hmm. So go over the process of getting a permit and how that whole thing works out.
Sure, you bet. So like I mentioned, we have basically two turkey hunting. Major turkey hunting seasons in the spring. One is the limited entry season, and that runs for the month of April. Basically, to apply to participate in that hunt, you have the application season is in December, I believe. And so, so people apply for that hunt, and then that season takes place in April. If you forgot or didn't get a chance to apply for the limited entry season, you can pick up an over-the-counter permit in for the general turkey hunting season in May. Again, those are you can just pick those up at our office at the Division of Wildlife Resources, or you can purchase them online at wildlife.utah.gov, and then at any other licensed agent location in the state. So, you know, we encourage people to consult the Utah Upland Game and Turkey Guidebook for season dates. for specific regulations on turkey hunting in Utah. And then, you know, like I said, wildlife.utah.gov is also a great resource looking at places to hunt. So our hunt planner is a feature on our website that we're really proud of. It basically allows hunters to go on, select a unit, select a species they want to hunt. You can even look at wildlife management areas and walk-in access areas, and really helps you plan out your hunt so you're not, you know, spending time the morning of your hunt trying to decide where to go. So it's a great resource.
As spring comes, I know it's a very busy time of the year, and there is going to be more events up and coming past the learning how to hunt turkeys. This is the funnest time of the year, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. This is one of our busiest times in the outreach section, especially in the Division of Wildlife Resources. Is springtime. We're really kicking off a lot of events. We're going to be having other events throughout the spring and the summer. Usually we have a shooting, one or two shooting events in the spring. We have a migratory bird day down at the Matheson Preserve in Moab. And then throughout the summer, we're going to have other things going on. So, there's a lot going on. So, great way to be included in that information is to follow us on Facebook and click on the events tab under the Division of Wildlife Resources, and that has a whole list of events happening, not just in the southeastern region, but throughout the state, and it's a great resource. If people have questions about any of our events, or if they want to register for this turkey hunting clinic on March 30th, they can call our office here in Price at 435-613-3700, and we'll give them a link to go online and register for that. Again, that clinic is March 30th. It's a Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning at our office in Price, which is at 319 North Carbonville Road. And we really hope people will come out and enjoy it.
Well, Morgan, I definitely appreciate you always taking out the time to join us. It's been great talking with you. I know that you're moving on. You're not going to be joining us anymore.
That's right. It's our last time.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's been fun, and you've definitely given us a wealth of knowledge. I'm looking forward to whoever you guys send us next. And, of course, best of luck to you and your future endeavors.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.